Dr. Hannah Darrick. Now, Hannah used to be a colleague of mine. She used to work here at RNZ Concert. And then she went over to the States, I think, to study flute, got a doctorate in flute playing, came back to New Zealand. Now she's principal flute with the Christchurch Symphony Orchestra. And she started up a series of concerts, which I have a poster in front of me. Classical Brews, Three Boys Brewery. Join us for an afternoon of chamber music with Christchurch Symphony Orchestra musicians with your favourite Three Boys Brews. I managed to get that out of my lips without stumbling too much. Mixing classical music with beer. Kia ora, Hannah.
Kia ora, Brian. How are you?
I'm fine. Now, is this a follow-up to something you did along similar lines in Wellington before you went overseas?
It is, really. It's something that has sort of been on my mind or on my list of things to do as a newcomer to Christchurch. I started up a series called Classical Sessions, which is still going under the guise of the Pōneke Classical Sessions at a different bar to where it started back in 2016. And the goal was, I guess, both to give classical musicians more opportunities to play, but also just to provide a slightly different setting for audience members to maybe be introduced to music that they think is a certain thing and discover that's quite different, or just to see it performed live and a little more up close in a casual setting by musicians, you know, maybe wearing jeans and sneakers.
Something a little bit less stuffy, you mean, Hannah?
Yeah, I think that is what I mean, Brian, without, you know, I didn't want to be the one to say it.
It's but, all right. I'm the one that's, you know, I can throw that kind of stuff into the room.
No, look, I'm very excited about it. The first one's kicking off this Saturday, and we've had quite a lot of interest. I hope it's because of the musicians and the music involved. I think it's also because we just haven't had many gigs recently.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I mean, that's been something which has affected all musicians across the country, and that is your inability to make music and the loss of connection with your audience.
I think that connection is such a huge one. And yeah, I think this is really a way into classical music through connection for anyone that's maybe curious and enjoys Three Boys. It's a really good opportunity. Also anyone that just loves the Christchurch Symphony Orchestra and hasn't seen us in a while, that's where we'll be on Saturday.
When did the Christchurch Symphony Orchestra have its last concert?
Well, our last concert with all of us was the night before we went into Red back in January. We had the giant Sparks in the Park concert in Hagley Park, so we just snuck that in. And we've kind of continued doing small ensemble things, and we have a really a pretty extensive program that we run in the community. So that has mostly still been going on, sometimes with a bit of flexibility or creativity, but our next big concert with the full orchestra in the Douglas Lilburn Auditorium at the Town Hall is next month.
You've been able to use, I mean, one of the things about the lockdown is we've found ways of doing things with new technology, ways of meeting people on Zoom, ways of performing on Facebook, and some of that's been quite satisfying and sometimes surprisingly good, but you possibly also, Hannah, have found some of the limits to technology in terms of what you can do, haven't you?
Yes, and look, I think it was something that people were very entrepreneurial about back in 2020, and I do think it the interest waned, or the enthusiasm for the online content waned as 2 years rolled by. So I think artists in general are all just really looking forward to getting that live feedback from a live audience. You can't quite replicate that on Zoom.
What about the acoustic of a brewery? All those tanks might have quite nice echoey qualities. Not that I'm
it
expecting
might.
You to perform inside a tank.
Yeah, the vibrations could be quite good for the beer. Who knows? I think it's a really great setup they have there. They've got a sort of an upstairs, downstairs. I think we'll have the musicians downstairs, so we can almost kind of have that two-tier audience situation. So I think the acoustic might actually be quite good.
Obviously, you're performing. Who else is performing?
Oh, actually, I'm not performing
You're
this
not?
Saturday.
You're not?
I know. Look, I thought it's probably better that I pass the baton so it doesn't look like I'm just creating it for myself. But
Pass the
I
flute.
am performing in oh, good one. I'm performing in one on June 4th, and that one actually is with a guitarist called Steve Cowan, who just touched down from Montreal in Canada, and we're doing a Chamber Music New Zealand tour of flute and guitar music. So I've sort of combined the timing of these two events quite intentionally, but the one this Saturday is going to feature a string quartet and also a clarinetist, our principal clarinet, David McGregor, who will be joining the quartet to create a clarinet quintet.
What are they going to be playing?
Or they are playing. Let
You
me
check your
find my
notes.
list here so I don't tell you any false truths. So they're playing two movements of the Brahms clarinet quintet, and then the string quartet are going to play some of Schubert's Death and the Maiden, which is an epic string quartet.
Yep.
Two movements of the Ravel string quartet, which is probably one of my favorite pieces of all time. Don't tell flute players that. And a couple of movements of Dvorak's American quartet.
Ooh,
And
what a
then,
rich program you got going on there.
I know. And then some Nordic folk tunes for quartet. So it's a look, I can't speak highly enough of my colleagues, and the program is really exciting. And so, if anyone's in Christchurch at a loose end for something to do on Saturday, I can highly recommend.
Is it coincidence? Because I'm pretty sure Brahms liked a beer. I'm pretty sure he used to go down to the local for a beer.
Look, it wouldn't
In
surprise me. He
Vienna,
also
or when he
has.
grew up in Hamburg, and Dvorak, he's from Bohemia, and Bohemia is one of the, it's Beervana, isn't it?
Well, it's true, and they also, I feel as though both of them have the original hipster beard. So it ties together quite well, doesn't
Didn't know they were hipsters at the time, probably.
it? No, I'm far ahead of their time.
Did you know that Dvorak was a train spotter?
Oh no, but I am not surprised that you knew that,
Yeah,
Brian.
no, of course you'd know that. I would know that, but yeah, no, he loved trains, and I've heard a story. I understand it's true that his one of his daughters, when he was living in the States, brought a chap home, and Dvorak said, "How'd you get here?" And he came on the train. "Well, did you get the number of the engine?" And the guy said, "No, sir, sorry." And he was "Well, why not?" But that might be apocryphal. But he definitely liked trains. But anyway, that's a terrible big segue that I self-indulged in. I'm sorry about that, Hannah. So, what are you going to play when you finally play with Mr. Cowan?
Oh, so we are playing it's actually a program that we have had in the works since I lived in Montreal back in 2020. We were supposed to be doing a tour of New Zealand in May of 2020 that got cancelled, and we're finally sort of, through all these various visa exemptions and concerts not being able to happen, we've finally got them in the country. So we're actually playing basically the same repertoire on this whole tour and at the brewery that we had planned then. And we've sort of called it Music of the Americas. So it's got some American folk songs, which I think we're going to hear one of soon, some Argentinian music by a really exciting composer called Osvaldo Golioff, and Piazzolla, of course, because what would a flute and guitar program be without some Piazzolla? And also a couple of pieces by composer friends of ours who were colleagues at McGill in Montreal, two Canadian composers, Brian Cherney and Jason Noble. One of those is folk songs from Newfoundland, which is where Jason Noble, the composer, is from, and where Steve is from as well. And they're really fun. It's sort of, rig, jig, a reel, not a rig, a ceilidh, that sort of really fun rhythmic music. And we're also playing a couple of pieces by women composers, which I find important to include these days. Piece by an American composer called Catherine Hoover, who was also a flute player, and it's really well written for the instrument, surprisingly. And a quite famous American composer called Joan Tower, who's not often played here in New Zealand, and she's written this piece called Snow Dreams that sort of depicts the snow scene, which also seems appropriate given that Steve and I met in Montreal.
Ah, Hannah, it's been lovely talking with you. And so your concert is on June the 4th, right?
Yes, the one at the brewery. And we also have a bunch of concerts around mostly the North Island through May. Whanganui, Upper Hutt, Waiheke Island, Tauranga and Te Aumutu.
And that first one of the classical brews is on this Saturday, 23rd from 3 p.m. And we've got time to squeeze in a little bit of one of the pieces you're going to be playing, Barbara Allen by Robert Beezer, is it?
Yes, that's the one. He actually won a Grammy for this in 1985.
Is this you playing it?
It is. It's me and Steve Cowan on guitar.
Hannah, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Brian.
Hannah Derrick on flute, guitarist Steve Cowan on guitar playing Barbara Allen by Robert Beezer. They're going to be touring New Zealand next month.